His verses are Psalm 139, 23, and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. A couple of Sundays ago, as Pastor Sean was speaking about phileo love, he shared about how one of the barriers to friendship these days is that we've replaced conversation with connection. And that means that we've replaced genuine, real-time conversations with communicating in other ways, such as text messaging, where we can present what we want to present to the other person, even if that wasn't our real first reaction. And the reason we do that often is a need for control. We can control our image. We can seem collected, though if the other person could see our face, they'd actually see anger or irritation. We replace conversation with connection so we can have this control in our relationships. Here in these two psalm verses for today, the psalmist, David, does the complete opposite with God. He invites God, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. There is no attempt from David to control the relationship or to hide from God or to only show the good parts of his life. Rather, he asks God to know his deepest thoughts. That phrase, search me, is powerful because when you search for something, like your phone that you haven't seen in a few hours, you're looking carefully in nooks and crannies, going through all parts of your room or apartment. And in this case, the prayer is for God to do that searching in our hearts. Why is this David's prayer? Because he wants God to find any grievous way in him. Any sin, any evil thought towards God or towards his people, which grieves God, David wants God to find and call out. Now, God already knows David's heart. He knows our hearts, all of our thoughts, completely. The psalm actually begins with David acknowledging this, where he says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. God already knows our physical actions, no matter where we are. And in the same way, he knows our thoughts right away, even before it's on our tongue, like the psalm says. So the prayer is really for God to reveal our thoughts to ourselves, to reveal any sin so that we are aware of them. The prayer is for God to bring sinful thoughts to light and to help us turn away from them. The second part of verse 24 says, lead me in the way everlasting. Again, this prayer is to turn away from those grievous ways and instead to walk in the light, to walk in the everlasting life that God offers. Throughout the Bible, this is a theme that we see, that there are two ways to live. On one hand, there's the without God life, which leads to death. And on the other hand, the with God life that leads to life and is blessed. And this way everlasting is a way that applies to the present, not just to the future. David's life was living proof of this. When David was close to God, yes, there was still danger, but clearly God blessed him and blessed Israel through his leadership. There was peace. But when David sinned, there were consequences of death around him and strife and war. Likewise for us, the with God life includes life in heaven after we die, but it also means godly peace and all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, and so on, when we are abiding in Jesus. It's that life that we can have right now. So let's make these verses our prayer right now, that God would search us and make clear the ways that we have grieved him, whether it's things we did or did not do, or thoughts that do not honor him. God knows it all already, but he still wants us to ask him to do this work in our hearts. There may be a lot that God is ready to reveal if we are just to pause and honestly ask Him to show us what's going on. To pause and not just stay on the surface of life. And as God reveals these grievous ways, let's ask God to help us to turn away from them, to replace them with thoughts from Him which lead to greater life in God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that really at any time we can come to You and ask You to show us what's going on in our hearts. And God, that at any point we can repent and turn to You. And Lord, I pray that as You show us these things today, as You show us ways that we have sinned, thoughts that we've developed that aren't pleasing to You, Lord, help us to take it seriously as You do, and help us to turn right away to You. Lord, we need Your help, and we need Your grace. We need Your self-control in our lives. God, won't Your Spirit just fill us and do this work in us. We thank You, God. In Jesus' name we pray.